I'm Dwahli Saikautau at A.V. Cato Elementary in Fort Worth. Before Edgar Sanchez Jr. parted from his parents, he was all smiles inside the colorful classroom, even giving a thumbs up to show off his excitement. But as soon as Yvette and Edgar Sanchez walked away, the little guy couldn't let go, and neither could Mommy and Daddy, both filled with tears.
I thought I was ready, but no.
I feel happy for him, but, I mean, it's my first one, and I don't know. I don't know what I feel.
An assistant teacher took 4-year-old Edgar in his bright green shirt and snazzy shorts to the water fountain, and the Sanchezes had no choice but to escape into the hallway. Jennifer Arkfeld is one of 2 pre-K teachers at AV Cato, which is part of the Castleberry Independent School District. Her morning class was a little easier.
We had very few tears. They came in and they sat down. They were really excited. And a lot of them, they came in the first thing. And they were, you know, they were comfortable, but about 10 minutes later, once they realized that their moms or dads weren't coming back, you know, they came up to me and they were like, oh, I want to go with my mom. And so,
to comfort the kids, there's a photo schedule showing lessons at each hour. And one picture is of a school bus representing when they see Mommy and Daddy again. Plus, they're singing.
Beep, beep, beep. Beep. The horn on the bus goes beep, beep, beep.
Superintendent Gary Jones says he wishes he had more pre-K classes available.
We can't offer enough of them. We could offer more classes if I had even more room.
Nearby, in the Fort Worth Independent School District, universal pre-K was approved in the latest bond package, creating spots for an additional 4,000 4-year-olds next fall. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News, Fort Worth.